From the Gospel of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
A reading from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Three verses from 8 Meditations on Christ. Genesis. Let there be light, as waters spill and spread their patterned energy, whose living colours still reveal the brushstrokes of eternity. Baptism. Let there be light, as water spills around his head like quickening rain. The voice that made the world reveals the one who makes it new again. Ascension. Let there be light. The light leaps up that was in deepest darkness drowned. There is no realm or kingdom now in which the lost cannot be found. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We come on this Sunday in Epiphany to a wonderful moment of Epiphany, of revelation. Epiphany means the manifestation, the showing forth, the revealing of something vital, something that was hidden, something whose sudden revelation makes sense of everything else. The heavens were opened. That's the key moment in the baptism of Christ. And indeed, there is a real opening in that brief glimpse we get in Matthew, and we get it in the other synoptics. There is a real sense of a curtain parting, of a glimpse that we're given of the very heart of heaven itself. It's a moment when we see that little formula in which we were all baptized, that trips so easily off the tongue and comes at the end of prayers, and which we can say in a minute and never even touch the edge of the mystery of that saying, "Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." What's revealed as the heavens are open, what you see, and you see it in those beautiful paintings. Some of you may have favorite paintings of the baptism of Christ. There are some wonderful paintings out there where it's shown visibly, this epiphany. But what you see is, in fact, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see the Father speaking, the words coming down from the clouds in heaven. "This is my beloved." You see the Son standing, clothed in human flesh, fully human like us, visible to all, standing midstream in the river of time and the river of our lives. The Son. And between them, coming down and rising up, in the form of the dove here, but in so many forms, the form of the river, the form of flame, we could see it. We see the Holy Spirit, the very connection and exchange of love between Father and Son. And we see all three together. In fact, we get a glimpse in a still life shot for a minute of that beautiful thing for which the theologians have that lovely word, perichoresis. Perichoresis is the word the theologians used to describe the kind of circling dance of movement and exchange between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this opening of the heavens to reveal the God who is Father, sending Spirit, loving Son, Son returning love through Spirit to Father. This revelation in the beginning of the gospel at the baptism of Jesus, of course, it might be a moment to be painted by some Renaissance painter, but it's not, most emphatically not, a still life. What we then see as the gospels proceed is the way the dynamism of heaven, that constant sending of love from the Father to humanity in the Son, that constant returning of love and obedience from humanity in the Son to the Father, that coming and going of the Spirit begins to take and to transform all of human life, and indeed time itself eventually becomes turned and transformed by that perichoresis, all revealed as the heavens opened. Well, we might say, wonderful. That's good news for Jesus and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure they're all enjoying their moment of perichoresis that we got to see at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel. Well, bully for them. What about us? Are we still stuck? Are we still left where we were, like sort of bystanders on the banks of Jordan, seeing this moment? No, not at all. Not in the least. At the heart of the gospel is also this revelation that all that the Father sees and loves and knows and pours out in the Spirit on the Son, he also sees and loves and knows in us. That's why the Son came. To all who believed in him, he gave the power to become the children of God. And what happens at our baptism, what happens afresh when very shortly we renew our baptism vows, is that we step into that same stream, not just the stream of Jordan, but the stream of God's unending, ever-replenishing love poured down. We are found in him. As Fraser said this morning, yes, we go down into the water and we die with him. And Fraser concentrated this morning on that, what that was about, going down into the depths of our own darkness and our own difficulties, as well as the depths of death. But I want to talk about what happens when we come up out of the water. I want to talk about the voice we should hear. And the voice we should hear is the same voice that Jesus heard. And it is the voice that says, absolutely, unequivocally, irrevocably to every one of us, you are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. That's what it means to be baptized. That's what it means to rise up out of that water. And that's exactly what St. Paul was saying in Romans. He says it explicitly. We have received the same Spirit whereby we cry, Abba. Father, we are invited into that same loving relationship, the same intimacy, the same lavishing of blessing that is there on Christ is on us. In Christ, we ought to feel as included, as assured, as validated, to use an old forgotten theological word that maybe we need to use again, as justified. To use a modern equivalent, as okay. As Christ himself feels and is in the beloved heart of his Father. Because, of course, beyond that baptism, he walks every step of the road of life with us. He takes us and holds us, takes our humanity, not just down as he did